Long Lecture, Skill 6, English Literature, Swift's A Modest Proposal. Listen to part of a lecture in an English literature class.
Time and time again, we hear accounts of children living in poverty. Although things have improved in some countries, such as in Ireland, the country that I will be discussing today, we can still learn from the past to improve the future for many unfortunate children who continue to live in poverty. This lecture will deal with the squalor that children living in Ireland had to live with in the 18th century. The children, mainly Catholic, were living in terrible conditions because their families were too poor to feed or clothe them. To combat this problem, Jonathan Swift, an Irish author and journalist born in 1667 and died in 1745, wrote an article called A Modest Proposal for Preventing the Children of Poor People in Ireland from Being a Burden to Their Parents or Country, and for Making Them Beneficial to the Public. The article was published in 1721 and came about because Swift was horrified by the government's and the people's unwillingness to improve conditions for the poor. He wanted to write a satirical article that would solve the problem of starving children in Ireland and turn them into useful members of society by using the easiest and most fair and cheapest methods possible. Swift proposed that the children needed to be fattened up and fed to Ireland's well-off landowners. The children of the poor could be sold into a meat market at the age of one, thereby solving many problems such as overpopulation and unemployment. This solution would also spare families the expense of raising children while providing them with a little extra income. It would also benefit the rich by improving the culinary experience and contributing to the overall economic well-being of Ireland. Don't forget that his article was not meant to be taken literally, and that it was written as a sarcastically ironic essay to get the attention of an indifferent and uncaring audience. He makes his point negatively, tying together a terrible set of morally weak positions in order to cast blame throughout Ireland. The essay takes the reader through a series of surprises that are at first shocking, but in the end causes the reader to think critically not only about policies, but also about motivations and values. In his article, Swift expresses his increasing annoyance at the uselessness of Ireland's politicians, the hypocrisy of the wealthy, the tyranny of the English, and the squalor and degradation in which he sees so many Irish people living. He also blames the Irish people's seeming inability to make any positive change on their own behalf. He takes everyone into account and holds the English, the Irish themselves, and Irish politicians responsible for the terrible state Ireland was in. He empathizes with the misery of the Irish people and understands that it was severe, but also criticizes their incompetence in dealing with their own problems. The distribution of political pamphlets was very common in Swift's day, and a large number of essays and short pieces of writing, much like his, attempted to propose solutions to Ireland's economic and social problems. However, the satirical intent of his writing was misunderstood by many of Swift's peers. Although he offers well-thought-out statistical support for his ideas and gives specific data about the number of children to be sold, including their weight and price, he was harshly criticized for writing in such exceptionally bad taste. He even went so far as to propose recipes for preparing the children, and he felt sure that innovative cooks would be quick to generate more. He also anticipated that the practice of selling and eating children would have positive effects on family morality. He believed that husbands would treat their wives with more respect, and parents would value their children more than ever before. He concluded that the implementation of his project will do more to solve Ireland's complex social, political, and economic problems than any other solution that has been proposed.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. When was the article A Modest Proposal published? Number 2. What is the main suggestion of Swift to solve the problem of poverty? Number 3. What was the response to the publication of A Modest Proposal?